Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here. And it is so good to be back with you for another episode of Whose Or Is This? Now, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, I want to first of all say thank you guys so much. You know, my podcast has been spread all over the different platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, all those places. And what's cool about this is that they give you metrics at the end of the year to kind of let you know how your podcast has been doing. And I was very surprised to see that Whose Or Is This is in the top 20% of all podcasts streamed globally. So it's really cool to know that you have a reach that spans not just in the country of the USA, but the world. And it wouldn't be possible without you guys, without you listening, without you sharing, without you trusting me to guide you or to speak to you on your journey of becoming a better leader for those you lead and those you love. And so thank you guys so much. It's such an honor. So let's get into the show. There is something I wanted to talk about today. And I think many of you will relate, whether it's directly or indirectly. But, you know, one of the biggest hurdles that I see, and it becomes a barrier to growth, especially for high achievers, you know, when you start accomplishing things and you start getting recognized for doing good in the world, right? Maybe you get a promotion at work, you get recognition for the great work that you do. One of the things that I see most common in leaders who are at a high level is a sense of complacency. And when I see this, right, I'm often asked, and this is where this comes from. I'm often asked, like, why, Anthony, why do you still, you know, push yourself to do Ironmans, to consistently read leadership and development books, consistently, you know, in this personal growth and development journey, even though you're at a certain level when it comes to leading people? And it's simply this: I see leaders all the time who are at that pinnacle, at that position to influence other people, and you can just tell that they're miserable, that they don't have that awareness of the influence that they could have. And as a result, they kind of just do their job. And not only do they fail themselves, they fail those that they lead. And chances are, if you were to follow them home, they probably fail those they love too. And I saw this coming through the ranks in the military, and I told myself that I would never want to be that or do that. Because when I get to that level, because I'm still going up, I'm still climbing, I'm still young, but I have had the opportunities to lead other people. And as I'm directly, you know, communicating with the higher ups, the leadership, I see this all the time, this lack of purpose, this sense of complacency. And it reminded me of kind of this character. If you ever watched the movie Napoleon Dynamite, you know, you probably have met a leader or somebody who's accomplished something, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Well, in that movie, there's Uncle Rico. And Uncle Rico talks about how he could have won the championship game, how he probably could throw the football over those mountains. And have you ever met a leader or know somebody who's like this, where in place of their relevancy as a person of influence, because of their lack of relevancy, they use the successes of yesterday to try to influence today? I don't want you, if you're listening to this, to allow your successes of yesterday become the influence that you try to use for tomorrow. Now, what do I mean? Most people, whenever they get an award or they get recognized, they take on this mentality of, I've made it, that I'm good. And sometimes it's, I'm better than most. You know, contrary to popular belief, most people think that, you know, the higher you go up, the easier it is to lead, the easier it is to just, you know, continue to do, you know, good things. And I'll tell you just from experience that it's not, because that little voice that tells you, eh, you don't really have to do this. What do you have to prove? You've already made it. And for me, the driver is, you know, not listening to that little voice, but also having that little voice of doubt or that little voice of saying that, hey, you're not as good as you think you are. And that keeps me in the game, that keeps me growing, that keeps me learning, that keeps me building a sense of awareness. And when you're aware of the things that you do good and also the areas for improvement, that allows you to continue to grow. And here's the deal. If you don't grow you, you cannot grow others. If you can't lead you, you have no business trying to lead others. And this is not just in the workplace. It's not just because you have a degree or a title or a position or a certification. This is how you lead yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, relationally. I encourage you to go out there and look at the leaders today. Go around and maybe at your job, or maybe if you're in the military and you're listening to this, look at where you're stationed and look at your leaders and ask yourself, do I want to be like that? Do I want to look like that? Do I want to feel like that? Do I want to act like that? And if the answer is no, then you understand what I'm talking about here, because somewhere, somehow these people got to that where they are because they were go-getters. And all of a sudden now they took a seat and they never got back up. Don't be that person. Your relevancy as a leader, as a person of influence, is going to rely on your ability to stay in the game and to continue to grow, because people will follow not what you say, they follow what you do. And most importantly, they follow who you are. And so in this movie, you know, Napoleon Dynamite, there's this Uncle Rico, and he says, you know, I can throw this football over those mountains. We could have won the championship if coach would have put me in the game, or whatever the case may be, right? He's that modern day has been, you know. Back in my day, I used to, or when I was coming through, you know, the ranks or whatever, this is what we used to do. Well, guess what? It's not what we do now. And this modern day has been is the people that you might know. They're stuck in the past. They talk about all the things that they could have, would have, should have been, all the things they could have, would have, should have did. And then instead of creating change, they're the ones that say, man, things just are not the same, as if life was supposed to be fair. And I'll tell you, life isn't fair. It's not created to be fair. But what levels the playing field is your ability to grow. This not only levels the playing field, it allows you to get ahead in this leadership game. You know, every time I step on stage, every time I go into an organization or I'm coaching somebody, nobody ever asks, do I have any degrees? They don't ask how many degrees I have. They don't ask if I'm qualified. They don't ask for a certification. They want to know, can I trust you? Can you help me? And do you care? And most of the times when I'm helping these individuals or these organizations, it's through experience, a little bit of education, but mostly experience. And that experience comes from that personal growth and awareness of my journey thus far, all the things that I've been able to do, all the things that I failed at, all the things that I was great at, all the mistakes that I made. And taking all that, putting it together and saying, okay, how do I help the person that was like me, that's going through this path or this journey? How do I use my experience to connect with that audience? But most people will try to lead through credentials. And that's not a way to connect. That's a way to separate yourself from the masses. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And so here's what I want to share with you today. How to keep moving forward, right? Growing despite the success you have achieved. Because some of you listening to this, most of you have achieved something in your life up until now. But where have you let that become the lid to your potential? Where have you let that become the lid to you growing as a leader? Where have you been relying on your credentials instead of growing your character? And now you may be wondering, like, you know, how do some winners keep winning? And how do some winners turn into losers? How do some winners get this, you know, their one hit wonder? They get their big, you know, chance at fame, their 5 minutes of success, and all of a sudden now you never hear from them again. Well, here's why. One word: complacency. they achieve something and they say, okay, this is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And then they turn into this person who complains about their job. They complain about their boss. They complain about their organization. Well, it's not your boss's job to promote you and get you to that next level. It's your job to prepare for that opportunity. I hear people all the time, I didn't get the position. You know, they said I wasn't qualified. Well, what were you doing to prepare for that opportunity? Because when the opportunity comes, if you prepare, you're already too late. You should be growing every single day. So when that opportunity presents itself, not one, you're confident, but two, you're competent enough to go out there and get that job and go take it and use it and promote and step up to that next level. You see, complacency kills every opportunity that we have to do good in the world. It kills every opportunity that we have to lead at the next level. It kills every opportunity for you to impact and influence those around you. And when you're complacent, you're basically standing still and announcing your ignorance to what could be. And I see this all the time, especially in high-level leadership, this complacency. And the number one place I see it in is in their health and their ability to relate to those that they lead. You can't be stuck in the past and have a vision for the future. It won't happen. And so one of the things that I'll tell you is that, you know, people often assume that just because you've climbed to the top, that you're automatically disciplined, or that it's easy to be productive. It's easy to be proactive, but that's contrary to popular belief, because there's this little voice inside that says you have nothing to prove. You're better than them. Don't worry about it. Who cares what they say? But meanwhile, you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see. Isn't that interesting? I've been there, and maybe you have too. Maybe you're there right now. And I'll tell you that the way that you kill that little voice, right? That little voice of doubt, insecurity, right? Because you can go fool everybody else. You can put on the title. You can go to your office and sit in the big chair. But at the end of the day, when you look yourself in the mirror, it's a you and you deal. You can't fool yourself. And so you have to get very clear and real with yourself and say, you know what? Who am I becoming? Am I proud of the person I'm becoming? Am I that type of person that would, you know, if I was in a grocery store and somebody that worked for me, somebody that I lead, and they were there with their family, they would run up to me and introduce me to their spouse. They would introduce me to their kids. They would introduce me to their family and say, hey, this is Anthony. This is my boss, or this is my leader. This is somebody I look up to. Would they do that for you? Or would you be that leader that when people saw you out in public, out of the office, they would run the other way? They would hide and be like, oh man, this guy or this girl. I think about that every day, you know, because eventually all this stuff will come off, right? I tell people all the time in the military, this uniform will come off. And what you have when it's over is who you've become. Never hang up the uniform and hang up your identity with it. You have to be able to separate the two. And if you're listening to this and you run a business, the same thing. If you're listening to this and you work in a corporation, same thing. Those positions and titles are short-lived, but your potential, your influence, and your purpose will last forever. Not just through you, but through the people that you lead, the people that you love. So you have to look at this in this mentality, because this is what I think about every single day when I don't feel like showing up, when I don't feel like being a good leader, or whatever the case may be. Because I deal with this stuff too. I deal with that little voice when it's time for me to go run, you know, 10 miles, get ready for this Ironman. Hey, what are you doing this for? You don't need to do this. You're fine. When I have to make a decision at work, the little voice, hey, you're all right. What are they going to do? Fire you? And when we juggle with, everybody has these two voices, right? That one of reason, that one that tells you what's possible, and then the other one that focuses on the problems. Which one will you feed? I want to give you three things today that'll help you avoid and becoming the Uncle Rico, okay? You want to kill that Uncle Rico inside of you. Number one, you got to lose the victim mentality, okay? You may not like your current position. You might not like your current organization or your boss, but you got to get clear. Can you get clear on what it is that you want to do and focus on getting so good that you make yourself marketable in this area? You become what Seth Godin talks about in the book, Lynchpin. You get so good, or, you know, the other book, so good they can't ignore you. You get so good that you are the go-to person for that role, and that you carve out your own niche, your own area of expertise within your organization. This is something, you know, that people talk about when it comes to entrepreneur or intrapreneur. You can be the go-to person inside your organization. And the way that you do that is you find opportunities to grow things that you've never done before, and you go for it and you learn it along the way. Having that can-do attitude will allow you to take on these roles and responsibilities and create something new that's never been done before. But if you have that victim mentality, you sit back and you watch everybody else progress and you say, well, it's just not fair. Well, again, life's not fair. It's not created to be fair. But your personal growth will level the playing field for you. You know, many will stand still when it comes to this victim mentality. Many will stand still and wait for an opportunity only to be let down because they haven't prepared. They find themselves, you know, unqualified, unconfident, and unprepared for that position. And so therefore, that opportunity just passes them by. And instead of working on it, they sit there and complain about it. The next one, you know, those who understand about this victim mentality, you know, these are the people that go out there and they plan, they prepare. They're practicing leadership. They're practicing growth and development so that when the opportunity comes, not only are they confident, they are competent and also convicted in their ability to do it. You see, conviction is one of those key elements that leaders, great leaders have. They have a conviction of their purpose, their conviction of who they are as the leader. And when you have that conviction, only then will people be convinced in your ability to lead. So think about that. How are you preparing? So number one, lose the victim mentality. Number two, commit to continued growth. You know, there was a study done that said 80% of people who graduate with a master's degree stop reading after school. After they graduate with their master's degree, 80% of people stop reading books. How crazy is that? Most of the books that I've been in, you know, I've been in multiple master's degrees, you know, bachelor's degree, all that stuff. Most of the books that they teach are outdated anyway. So if you're relying on that to carry you forward, you're going to find yourself obsolete. You're going to find yourself irrelevant. And maybe you're there right now. How do you continue to grow? By growing yourself. And books are a good starting point. Good books are good, but it doesn't end there. It goes with getting yourself a mentor, somebody who's doing what you want to do, somebody who's leading at a next level. Get around those type of people so they can help you and lift you to your potential. But you see, your relevance as a leader requires you to grow. If you can't grow you can't grow others. And your job as a leader is to grow those around you. And if you can't lead you, then you can't lead me. That's what I tell my guys. If I can't lead me, then I can't lead you. In fact, I have no business trying to lead you. So if ever you see me out of line, you see me not doing my job or being a piss poor leader, please let me know so I can step back. I tell everybody that because I'm constantly asking for feedback so that I can continue to grow. And I think that, you know, most people, everybody should at least try to do that. You know, don't be afraid of criticism. Don't be afraid of feedback because sometimes that's what you need to hear. And so commit to continued growth. Okay. Remember that complacency kills your ability to lead, and your growth and development will keep you in the game. Failure to grow will result in you leading by a position or a title. And I'll save those opinions about that for another time, but just understand that failure to grow will result in you trying to lead by a title or a position. And that never goes well. Okay. The last one, take action regardless of how you feel. You know, there's some days I know, you know, even as leaders, we have bad days, right? We have days that are just less than desirable, but that doesn't give us the right to take them out on people that we lead and those we love. You know what you should be doing. And here's the thing. When I speak on stages, I always often ask people, do you trust a liar? And they'll say, no. Do you believe a liar? And they're going to say, no. Well, here's what happens whenever we tell ourselves that we're going to do something. Whether it's going to the gym, starting that workout, starting that new diet, getting into new routines, being proactive, planning our day, being a better spouse, being more present with our kids, all the things that we tell ourselves that we want to do. And then we fail to do it because we don't have time or we're just too busy. We just lie to ourselves. In the best way, the fastest way to lose confidence in yourself, to lose trust in yourself, to lose the belief in yourself is to tell yourself you're going to do something and not follow through with it because you didn't feel like it. Now, I know this might sting for some of you, but here, listen to me. For a long time, I lacked confidence. I lacked the belief in myself. I didn't even trust myself because there was a lot of things that I wanted to do, but I never pursued them. I never took action. So therefore, it was a good idea, but good ideas are not enough. You have to be able to take those ideas and turn them into results by taking consistent action. So when is the last time you told yourself that you were going to do something and yet you didn't follow through? You will take a hit on your character if you do so. Remember, if you don't grow your character, you're going to try to lead by credentials, and that never goes well. So I want you to think about this. You may have the credentials, but do you have the character? The number one way to forge your character is to give yourself a command and follow through with it. When you trust you, people trust you. When you believe in you, people believe in you as a leader. So you can't give what you do not have, and you will not get what you don't possess. So if I want more respect, I got to respect myself. If I want more trust, I got to trust me. It all begins with you. And so take action regardless of how you feel. This also says that you're being in integrity, because if you're not in integrity with yourself, you will not have integrity with those you lead. Being in integrity with yourself is the prerequisite to having integrity with those you lead and those you love. So when you start with you, you say, you know what? I'm starting with me. What do I need to change? Who do I need to be? What do I need to do? Then you take ownership of your situation, of the circumstances, and you start taking action, right? So that being said, every time you tell yourself you're going to start doing something and you don't do it, you take a hit on your character. Okay. So lose the victim mentality, commit to continued growth, and take actions regardless of how you feel. Okay. Don't become that Uncle Rico. Don't talk about what you could have, should have, would have did. I want you to take action on what you know you should do so that you could become the best version of you.
Hey guys, thank you for stopping by today. As always, if you found value in the episode, please share it with somebody. And as always, we'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. If you're looking to apply these principles and practices further in your life, then I encourage you to join a group of like-minded individuals in the Lead 360 Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. As always, remember, live, learn, and lead.